from the greatest showman. Give it up for Javi Cano!
While wearing rainbow-colored makeup, colorful scarves, and black garbage bags made into an ankle-length dress, local drag king and male impersonator Javi Cano lip-syncs to This Is Me from The Greatest Showman. It's one of the few in-person drag shows he's performed at since the start of the pandemic. This time, it was in his hometown of Clinton, the town's first ever drag show. While there are still some in-person shows, Central Illinois performers are getting creative when it comes to showing off their talents. Many of them are switching to virtual performances on platforms like TikTok, Facebook Live, and Twitch. But Javi Cano says he enjoys the virtual platform because he can perform just about anywhere.
JCPenney, like, dressing room, let me just throw on an outfit. Just do a quick little number in the dressing room. Or, like, chilling in the Walmart parking lot, just, like, waiting for someone. Next thing you know, I'm just like, oh, yeah, let me do a quick number here.
Seduction Carrington is a drag queen in Central Illinois who's been performing for about 26 years. She also occasionally MCs shows, like the one in Clinton.
And if you're free, make some noise. That's what we like to see.
She says the pandemic forced many kings and queens, including herself, to become virtual performers.
Because the virtual is not me. I am all about my people, and that's kind of how I built my persona. But again, with coronavirus, it kind of forced me to be a virtual performer at times.
Carrington says the pandemic also poses challenges financially for some performers, especially the ones who do it full time. Performers don't receive as many tips when there are fewer people in the audience.
What you might normally make at a drag show that is 300 deep, and now you can only do 150 at 50% capacity. So your intake may definitely fluctuate.
But COVID allowed performers to pick up new skills too. Spank Knightley is a drag king based in Urbana who switched entirely to virtual performances during the pandemic. He's using green screens to show off his vaudevillian style. This includes one performance where his head floats off into space while he's lip-syncing to an eerie rendition of Rocket Man.
I'm a Rocket Man. Rocket Man.
Although he misses in-person shows, he says the virtual platform has many benefits. It's more accessible for people with mobility issues, and it allows him to add several video and light effects.
As far as virtual shows go, I do feel like I am able to tell my story a little clearer.
He's also gained fans from all over the U.S. Some of those fans even send him fan art, like Jackie Linya, a graphic designer and artist based in Washington State. Linya came across some of Spank Knightley's videos on TikTok and has been a fan ever since.
I feel like he really embodies like an old school cartoony vibe. Like when I see Spank Knightley, I can kind of imagine him in like those like old Mickey Mouse cartoons.
As for Javi Cano, he says he will continue performing virtually even after the pandemic is over.
The whole world is my stage now and I can do whatever I want. No one can stop me. You know, you see a lot of Javi Cano out there.
I'm Marissa Plesha, Illinois Newsroom.